Imagine this, we're excited today. That's breaking news, huh? All the players, get a chance to see him in the locker room, but it is an exciting time for everybody. I think it is different. We challenged our players right after the our mini camp about trying to have more guys here in the building working out, the camaraderie. It's hard to get exact numbers, but I know it was, if it was in the teens last year, it was in the high 20s, somewhere like that this year. Very pleased with that. Not that they have to be here, but I think it's a good sign for our team. We challenged them to come back in really good shape. We had a conditioning test. Very, very pleased with those results. Just the whole mentality. Another thing that we did this year, and I think we've had Shad kind of meet with our players too, and they get a chance to hear from him, and he gets a chance to feel them. I thought it was really good. Our players really enjoyed it. And I think there's power in consistency. The players appreciate that. But I think there's some newness, too, that's going on that we're always looking for finding ways that will stimulate our players and challenge them. So really excited about heading into what's in front of us. Other than that, I know you guys have got a lot of questions with some of the injuries, our mindset, the guys returning. But as far as the outlook on this season, I'm excited. I think it's different feel. I think, last year, maybe, some would say that we were young. We can't say that this year. I think we have some youth, but it's the right amount of youth. I think that we brought in some veteran players, and some of our youth have grown to be more of a veteran presence. I think guys like Mercedes and Puz and those guys will add to it as well, that veteran presence. And so now I think the next step is for us is where the team holds each other accountable to a higher standard. And I think that, we see guys have the ability to make plays when their number's called, that part where they step it up. So it's exciting.
Chris Collins.
Yeah. I can't get too much into it. There are some personal things he's going through. I can tell you this, that we've been in a really good communication with him. If you were to ask me, is it concerning? I would say, yeah. It's this one, I've told you that I would always be open as much as I can with you. This one's a little concerning. Not so much for, the staff or the team or things like that. I think more concerning for Clem. My hope is that, we can work through this, but great communication. Just talked to him again this morning. Talked to him last night. And so we'll see how it goes. Hopefully we come up with a decision to speed this up a little bit quicker. I don't foresee this a situation where it's extended.
Is there a dispute?
No, nothing like that. It's okay. All clearly personal.
Okay.
It's all personal.
Do you have an idea?
No.
Okay.
That's all I'll say. That. That's not legal.
Has he at least given you an idea when he'll be back?
We've talked a little bit about it. I think, the importance. I think you have more freedom. Or when it's OTAs or mini camp, it's not mandatory. But now that it's training camp, I think, he feels an urgency, let's work through this. We're sensitive to it, but we also need some urgency, I think.
Did you guys just seen enough of what Ace could do? Is that why the timing of going ahead?
Yeah, I think with Ace, he's done some good things, added a lot to it. But I think it was just time and Dave and I when we had our conversation. And that was tough because he was doing some pretty good things. But I think it was more a decision we made with, our head than our heart.
What do you think Sedaric's timetable looks like?
Well, that one's more of a challenge for us. I mean, we'll see how he progresses. He's done a really good job in the off season, but I think that's more week to week as we go through it, and we're hoping for that he makes. You see the strides even greater now that but he was here all during the summer and worked out with our training staff, so I think as they get a chance to get him on the field more and start running a little bit more, maybe he'll progress even faster.
How confident are you that you'll have him week one?
My hopes is that he'll be ready week one. I'm not sure. I think there's yet to be seen. We're not going to rush it,
Why did you cut Ace and Marks? Did something happen in OTAs?
Ace and who's that?
Well, why did you cut Ace and Marks?
In March. Well, I think, I think where we were as a team and like I said, just some things that Dave and I talked about, we came to that conclusion.
Thank you.
What are your roster options when it comes to Clemens?
Well, I mean, right now?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he counts, obviously, but, you
could
know.
You put him on a, like, did
we
not
could,
report,
we could, yeah, we could list. Do something like that. But, you know, my hope is that we kind of find out an answer soon. You
Does
know,
he want to retire?
No, it's just conversations, I think. Like I said, personal. Hopefully I can give you more of a you know, concrete answer tomorrow. I'm hoping tomorrow, but we'll see.
If you put him on a Durant report, he still counts against the 90.
Yes,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Guys, you know, entering year three, how you talked about having younger players grow up. How do you weigh proven versus potential in battles entering year three? And this is obviously a big year for you.
Are you talking about, like, ace?
Yeah, no, I'm saying, like, in battles in general. So, like, left guard, center.
Right. Well, I think for me, it's always my commitment is always to do what's best for this organization. And, you know, some of the decisions that we made are, you know, for obviously for this year and some with the mindset of for the future. And, you know, I, as a coach, it's now. I understand, you know, with Dave and their mindset too, you gotta have both. But, so to me, when we look at our roster and make decisions, I have to have a little bit of that as a conscious to do what's the best thing for this organization. And, you know, I've told you this before, I think that we're gonna make really smart decisions, good decisions that affect this team for this year. But, I think you're gonna see us make rational decisions. My hope is, and not irrational decisions.
Do you expect more precision from the get-go?
Yeah, you know what? I think that I like how the OTAs went. I think that there was some uncertainty last year because, I mean, we went into our first game not knowing who our offensive line was going to be, much less, you know, what we're good at. And I think that we have a better idea who we are now. And with that, you know, I think we get our rep totals and how we're going to go about it and more of an identity, I think it's there.
So do you think, is it more of a fine-tuning can go on instead of discovery? You know, get guys better?
Yeah, I think it's kind of a separation a little bit because the defense, it is fine-tuning. You know, they've been in the system now for 3 years, and I think the defensive mindset is more aggressive. Like, okay, we know what we're doing. Now it's about going out there and executing. We're probably offensively, it's more, we're learning what we need to do. We understand, you know, the urgency that we've got to pick this up. It's interesting. I think sometimes you fall in the trap of, you know, boy, it's hard when you have a new offensive coordinator and you're going through it. But I looked at Baltimore, and I think this is their fourth offensive coordinator in 4 years. You know, so not that you compare, but I think that you look and you say, you can have success. And, you know, our players understand that part of it, although I haven't told them that. But, you know, for us as coaches, it's, okay, there's no excuses now. We can go out there and get this done.